Domestic violence affects Australian families, and it's a rising issue in our community. I'm in the studio today with Karen Arle and Sean Gordon from the organisation of the Real Men Rally, which is being conducted at KO Stadium Redcliffe on August the 31st from 9 to 11. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
If I might start with Sean. Sean, I understand you're a bit of a driving force behind this project. Would you like to give us a bit of background of what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, I'd love to. Look, the short story is I was watching all of the protests early last year about women protesting all over Australia around fairly about the things that were going wrong in terms of domestic violence and the experience women were having. And then speaking to some organisations where I coach and where I'm a speaker, I was able to talk about organisational culture. And I described to one of the companies, you know, I thought I understood Australian culture. I was trying to get them to understand their company culture. And what I found was we men and we women may as well be on different planets. And this was a big realisation for me to understand that I experienced the world a certain way, but my wife, my daughter, my friends who are female, my mother, my aunt do not. Yeah, and that there's a completely different mindset around how they experience safety and how they feel in the community.
I think that's a very enlightened thing that you have identified, and we as men tend to fall into our little stereotypes and we forget some of those important aspects of interrelating with our other halves. So Karen, could you give us maybe a female perspective of this issue and how it affects so many women in our community?
For sure. So just as a small example, and this has been brought up in the media a little bit, is just when a woman's walking by herself in the evening, putting the car keys between their fingers, just so they've got something sharp, just in case a male comes across them, basically. So, you know, traveling alone in the evenings, going for a run at nighttime. A lot of men just don't even have to think about that, whereas us as women do. As a single woman, getting out into the dating scene also, I've got to be really mindful about going out on dates in public places and all of that kind of stuff. So unfortunately, it's something that I wish I didn't have to worry about.
Yeah, I can say I've a background in law enforcement. Domestic violence is one of those issues in our community that has always been an insidious thing. It's sitting there under wraps. It doesn't get spoken of. I'm glad to see that it's becoming more and more visible. I think that visibility is making these issues easier to address in some context. Is that one of the aims of the rally, to try and make this issue more visible, Sean?
Well, as I looked around, I thought, what are blokes doing? Because the women were protesting. I thought the women are overwhelmingly the victims. But as I looked, I thought, we blokes aren't doing much. Well, not enough anyway. So I thought, what if we have a Real Men Rally? That's a funny sort of name. But anyway, the idea is to get more men activated, blokes, fathers, sons, to have a conversation for us to get a sense of, it's not just the people who are victims, and we need to look after them. Yeah. But there's also perpetrators, there's bystanders, there's sibling violence, there's elder violence. It takes on such an incredible array of forms. So at the rally, we try and showcase, with some terrific speakers, just a little insight into the various component parts of domestic violence. And then we say, look, if you identify yourself here as a bystander, you're not doing something wrong, hey, but maybe you're not doing enough right either. It could be that you're a victim, you're not sure what to do. It could be that you're a perpetrator and you feel guilty, but you don't know how to get out of that cycle. We then try and resource people. So we educate and we say, come over to here, find some resources and take yourself on a journey where you can make some changes to your behaviour to make hopefully the community a safer, better place for everybody.
Yeah, I think that's important. And Karen, are you able to enlighten us with some of the causal aspects of domestic violence? Is there a pattern emerging that we're aware of now that we could become more aware of to try and put measures in play to protect ourselves against that full impact of domestic violence?
For sure. So, and it depends on which organisation you go to for statistics. What we've been finding, because I'm responsible for putting together the website and all the resources, so I've been very neck deep in all of the statistics. And unfortunately, things like socioeconomic situations, certain cultures as well, what we're finding now is more men are actually also victims of DV, both physical and non-physical, which is not something that the media makes very aware, makes very public. So it's not necessarily cause. I think if you really boil it down, it's the cause is complete lack of awareness and lack of respect for your fellow human being. So we're very much pushing, we'll call it an agenda, but pushing the agenda that domestic violence is not a gender issue. It's a people issue. It's a people lack of respect and lack of awareness.
Is it a generational issue? Is it a cultural issue? Or is it both?
It's both. Look, I was a principal for many years and I get child development. And what I know is you grow up in the family that you grow up in the community that you grow up in, in the culture, the religion you grow up in. And all of that stuff causes you to be the way you are, for you to see the world the way you see it, which doesn't make it right or affect. So when our aim is to educate, and if people can work out that the way they're doing things or the way they're behaving is inappropriate, with that awareness, they then have the choice to keep doing that or to change. If you keep doing it, the culpability goes through the roof. If you want to change, then we're going to try and point people to the right right resources, which is not us. We're going to try and point people to the right agencies or resources so that they can make changes. But ignorance is the problem, really, and then education is the only cure that I know of. If we can get people to, and I mean education, not like learning numbers and facts.
No.
Education is when you change your behaviour because you've grown in understanding.
Yeah, look, and I think I can draw on my experiences. That cultural divide between some communities and the mainstream community, and I'm talking about it could be ethnic, it could be due to your socioeconomic situation. Those divides, when they're there, I think they become a potential seedbed for domestic violence because of the pressures that those cultures are, or communities are experiencing. So I think it's important that we try and mainstream this issue and make it everyone's responsibility. So anything we can do to raise awareness, as you're saying, is a big plus. Now, I'm just going to ask very simply here, are there resources, Karen, that we can call upon to assist if you should find yourself in a situation where there's domestic violence?
Yeah, 100%. So if you go to realmenrally.org, that's our website, we've got a seeking support page, which has got a lot of hotline numbers for men, women, all the rest of it. We've also got another resources page there, and it's growing every single week. So we're putting in different services, links to different services, government-funded ones, self-funded ones, community support groups, registered charities, for-profit organizations, all of it. And we're trying to cover every single demographic there is. So there's support networks there for men, for women, people who are disabled, as well as young boys, perpetrators, victims. Everything is going to be added to that website.
Look, it sounds like we're heading in the right direction. I want to commend both of you for your efforts in this area. It's a needed space that needs to be addressed, and we need community-minded people like yourselves to be leading us in this endeavour. So a big thank you to Karen Arl and Sean Gordon, organisers of the Real Men Rally. Again, reminding everyone that it's at KO Stadium at Redcliffe on the 31st of August. I thank them for coming in to give us their insight into this matter. Remember that if you do need help with domestic violence, help is available at 1-800-RESPECT. That's 1-800-737-732, or the Men's Referral Line on 1-300-766-491. You're listening to 101.5's podcast, Keeping Our Communities Connected and Informed.